Welcome to the prolific teaching ministry of Pastor Emmanuel Ire, lead pastor of Celebration Church International. It is his vision to partner with you for your progress and joy in the faith. Ready, set, grow.
Hallelujah. John chapter 6, verse 31. Hallelujah, misery. Hallelujah in Israel. Thank you, Lord. Listen, there is no nook and cranny of this hall that the glory of God isn't manifest right now. No. Hallelujah. You have to understand that we prepared for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, John chapter 6, verse 31. He says, our fathers did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Everybody read verse 32 together. 1, 2, go. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread. Can you say the true bread? The true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth his life unto the world. Listen, for centuries, the story filtered down from generation to generation, Moses gave bread. But someone from heaven came and said, oh, that's not bread. And it doesn't mean Moses lied or the children of Israel lied. It just meant now there is a bread that is so excellent and so true that you can no longer call that bread. Did you get what I just said? Hallelujah. That's a comparison between the Old Testament and the New. Paul explained this in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. He says, for if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceeds much more in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can't call that glorious anymore. Because of the excellent glory in Christ, in redemption, in the new covenant, you can no longer call that glory. It had no glory in this respect because of the glory that excels. Hallelujah. So you see, there were types and shadows in the old covenant that were wonderful and beautiful. But as wonderful and as beautiful as they were just showing us a glimpse, a tip of the iceberg of what we have in Christ. Are you with me? So when you read about how sacred the temples of old were, and how the glory of God was manifest there, you learn more about who you are in Christ. Let's read a story to you. 1 Kings chapter 8. 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 10. Thank you, Lord. You are next in line for a miracle. This is your time. Arise and be blessed. You are next in line for a miracle. This is your time. Hallelujah. Say, it's my time. Not tomorrow, but now. 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 10, it says, and it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Say, the cloud filled the house of the Lord. It says, so that the priests could not stand to minister. Someone says, why do people fall under the power? The glory of the latter shall be greater than the former. If people were so overwhelmed with the presence of God and with glory that they couldn't stand, you should see more in the new covenant. Hallelujah. It says they couldn't stand to minister. Why? He says, because of the cloud. Did you see the reason there? It says, they couldn't stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. But interestingly, in Acts chapter 7, Stephen was given a commentary of the Old Testament. He started from Abraham, then to Isaac and to Jacob. And he just went down. And then eventually, thank you, Lord, you're going to receive something today. You're going to go back loaded. Ah, hallelujah. He was given a commentary of the Old Covenant. Then he got to Solomon. In Acts chapter 7 verse 47, it says, but Solomon built him a house. However, the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands. You see that? Solomon built him a house. However, the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands. Hallelujah. Solomon's temple was but a type, a shadow. So where is the temple of God? Where does God dwell? Any such place today? Do you know anywhere like that? Can you signify? Woo-hoo! So where is that cloud? Sometimes it rises from within you to your atmosphere. Expect a lot of that today. Thank you, Jesus. So now, what we call temple refers to two things. Look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 21. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 21. Ephesians 2, 21. It says, in whom all the building fitly framed together. He's talking about several buildings, you and I. Groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. So when we come together, we are the house of the Lord. But also, look at what it says. In whom ye also, he's talking about individuals now, are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Say, I'm the habitation of God. By the Spirit. Say, I'm the habitation of God. By the Spirit. Say, the Spirit of God dwells in me. Hallelujah. Say it again, He dwells in me. Hallelujah. Say it one more time, He dwells in me. So you see, for every miracle you saw in the Old Testament, you will see more in your life. You will see it bigger. Don't let any aspect of your life escape the influence of the Spirit. After this camp meeting, do everything as though God is in you, because He is. Do it with that consciousness, because by the Spirit you can expand. It's time to expand. As I prayed this morning, I saw new lands open to this ministry. New lands. Actually, I'm talking about foreign lands. Mark my words. Foreign lands. I'm talking about UK, US, Canada. Foreign lands. That's what the Spirit does. Now, we have those lands. We might not have gone there yet, but we do, and I've announced it. That's what the Spirit does. Learn to flow and function like that. Listen, Abuja was conquered before we got there. You have to understand that. Conquered. The normal hall we use for Sunday services, we couldn't use it for our camp meeting. And when we went to the bigger hall, people still stood outside. Did you see the pictures? Jam-packed. And Pastor Maiwa said, Pastor, we can't even move. We're thinking of moving to that hall to use it for Sunday services. Pastor Maiwa said, we cannot. Hallelujah. So every aspect of your life, let the fingerprints of divine power be evident there. Did you hear what I said? In your marriage, your relationship, your health, your career, it's time. Thank you, Jesus. So I'll be ministering to you. You need to know how to receive. You see, Jesus ministered in different ways. In Mark chapter 10, the Bible tells us that he picked up little children, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. So the power of God does flow by contact. There are names of these things in physics. You see, the same way that heat and electricity is transferred is the same way that the power of God is transferred. It can be by... So, what do you call direct contact in physics? Conduction. And it can be through a medium. The Bible says aprons were taken from Paul, placed on the sick. What do you call that in physics? Convection, right? And the Bible says they came to arrest Jesus. And he said, whom do you seek? He said, it is I. And they moved back and fell to the ground. What is that? So I'm telling you all of this so that when I come to you, you will be sensitive. Some of you, as I'm ministering to us, and even after I'm done ministering to you, some people did something very silly in Abuja. When I finished praying for them, they went home, forgetting that there will still be a final prophetic word. Do you understand? I know this place is about to be full. You know, people are still coming in. It can be pretty inconvenient, you know, when I'm ministering. But stay. Stay. That's when hands are laid on you, that's the time to prophesy. You prophesy. We didn't come here to play. Do you understand what I'm saying? And if you don't believe that you can receive from me, when I come close to you, just dodge. Just, do you understand? But I want you to make sure that if we are doing this, you're going to make it count. Because the atmosphere is charged. You know, I was saying on Friday, I said, even as we are joking, miracles are happening, right? Yes, who remembers? Yes, you know, and that evening, this lady sent me a DM. When we were making jokes of who is better, Messi and Ronaldo. And I said, don't you like the message of God? And someone said, we are Christians. She sent me a message. As she said, we are Christians, she was healed. I would have given you specifics. I don't know. I've not asked her if I have the permission to tell you exactly what. But she had been going from doctor to doctor doing tests. She was meant to go again on Monday. And we're just joking. She said, we are Christians. Boom. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. That's the kind of atmosphere that is here today. So are you ready to receive?
Thank you for listening. We are sure that you have been blessed. For inquiries, reach us on our helpline 0809 996 7000. Blessings.